Welcome to Thought Patterns. I'm Jason Trachtenberg, your host for this hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. The show's called Thought Patterns. Thought patterns, entering and exiting, coming and going as you will. It doesn't matter, or stay, it doesn't matter. Giving and taking, cliche after cliche, in one ear, and as they say, oh, you know, out the other ear. In one ear and out the other ear. Or even out the other ear, thought patterns. I'm your host, Jason Trachtenberg. Today's topics include news, views, sports, weather, and traffic together on the fours, as always. We'll do some songs, some short stories. We'll tell a joke or two, ha-ha, people like to laugh. Poetry, we'll read some poems. We will talk in the third person. But as far as I'm concerned, these are all thought patterns. The poetry comes, and the prose, it just goes and goes. And jokes, I'll tell a few of them. These are all thought patterns. But what I really want to talk about is, in today's show, is a couple of quick announcements. We usually do the announcements at the end. We're going to start off with the announcements at the beginning, just in case we don't get to the announcements at the end, so we'll do them at the beginning, and then we'll go to then we'll start the show properly, as it is. So tonight's first announcement is, for those of you who tuned in last month, we started our radio drama on the air. It was a medical musical drama called Dr. Glassheart. It told the tale of a doctor and a nurse, and we got through the first two scenes of the first act. We learn that the doctor is coming to terms with himself, that the nurse is coming to terms with the doctor. And then we're going to go into Act 1, Scene 3 today. And we're also, as a very, very special Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg preview, we are going to have the new and soon, hopefully not to be rare, scene, Act 1, Scene 4.5, as the play takes a bit of a turn. It takes a little bit of a twist, but we'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. So real quickly, as far as announcements go, specifically getting back to Dr. Glassheart, the medical musical, it's a full-on off-Broadway show. It's a full-on off-Broadway show, and we will be performing it with a full cast in costume, in song, and in person coming up very soon here, Wednesday, October 26th at 8 p.m. at a new club in Ridgewood, which is in Queens, near Bushwick, Ridgewood. Footlight. It's the name of the club, Footlight, at 465 Seneca. It's called Footlight. It's a nice, snazzy place. They've only been open for a couple of months. It's a very nice space. They have a really good back room, and we are going to have a full cast and do the full-on review of the show. Not the review. We're doing a full-on presentation of the show. People ask, how long is the show? And I have to be honest with them. I sometimes say it's an hour and a half, but it's actually more like 2 hours and maybe even 2:15. If I take my time, which I don't really know what else to take, if that's that. So once again, come out to the off-Broadway Ridgewood, Queens debut of Dr. Glassheart, the medical musical. Full big band score, outrageous songs and costumes. It's a full-on musical. You've heard of Hamilton, right? This is Dr. Glassheart, Wednesday, October 26th. At 8 p.m. It's a reasonable time for Wednesday at Footlight, 465 Seneca. Okay, I'm going to get very serious here for our next announcement. I have to get serious once in a while, and this is the time to get serious. Ladies and gentlemen, Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg would like to make our official presidential nomination in this year's election, and I'm so glad I'm making it right now and not about a month ago, because in full disclosure, I didn't make the announcement a month ago, but I was ready to endorse Trump. I was ready to endorse Trump about a month ago. That's how much I disliked Hillary. I was ready to jump on the Trump bandwagon. I thought he'd be fun and interesting. You know, I liked his kind of New York charm, and I was ready to do it. I told a couple people about it. Some people thoroughly embraced the idea and the idea presenter as well too. And other people, it just really scared them. You know, I don't know if I should be talking to you right now, Jason. Well, fortunately, we didn't do that announcement. That was just a a thought. But we'd like to make our official announcement today for president in the 2016 election, which is, and I counted earlier today, this is my 10th presidential election that I've actively followed. I do not remember 76, but I remember when Carter won, and I remember the bicentennial. But I do very remember 80 very well. And that kind of explains a lot. It stole my innocence, that election. It was a hard pill to swallow at 10, 11 years old, 1980. And it's a very similar election now as well, too. It's actually, I was drawing some similarities to it, in that similarly to 1980, and I suppose by default 1984, we have a well-groomed, older, male, experienced actor, show person, from the writer leanings of the political spectrum, though both actually had, you know, likable liberal side as well, too. They both do. Even Reagan. Especially Trump. I'm sorry, I got a soft spot for him. I'm sorry. Anyway, nonetheless, I'm not voting for Trump. We're not voting for Trump. This show is not endorsing Trump. At this point, Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg is officially would like to nominate for president and endorse and nominate Jill Stein from the Green Party. We're officially on board with Jill Stein in the 2016 election as a viable candidate and the possibilities that could come from this third party and her platform. Specifically, my band, the Pendulum Swings Big Band Orchestra, featuring as many as 8 horns or as few as 2, will be performing a benefit for the Jill Stein campaign this upcoming Friday, which is October 7th, at a club called Paperbox in Bushwick. We're performing at 9 p.m. It just got announced, 9 p.m., not later, as I thought it might have been later, but nope, 9 p.m. in the evening, a reasonable time, a reasonable slot. 9 is fine, 9 is fine. As we say in the biz, 9 is fine. So that's October 7th, coming up here this upcoming Friday, 9 p.m. for those of you in the New York area, at Paperbox, which is at 17 Meadow Street in Bushwick, sort of near the Montrose and Grand L stops. The Pendulum Swings performing a benefit for Jill Stein for president. While we are endorsing candidates, Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg would like to officially endorse Robin Laverne Wilson for senator from the Green Party, New York. Robin Laverne Wilson running for senator. I don't know much about her, except I got her flyer. And she has the 4P plan. I like the 4P plan for planet, people, peace, and prosperity. Robin for senator, and her full name is Robin Laverne Wilson, and she has a really fun-looking flyer. You can't not vote for her. I'm voting for her. You can't not vote for her, which means you have to vote for her. Okay, so we're at the 10-minute mark of the show right now. We have finished the announcements. I'm glad we did that because I just want to make sure that we got to those, and we did. Check and check and check. So let's take a quick musical break here at this point of the show, and we'll come back to you in a little bit with, I guess we'll have to break into advertising after a little bit, and you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg, and we'll be right back after this musical break. Bum, 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 bum. I got sunshine, sunshine, sunshine on a cloudy day. Bum, 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 bum. It's so hot outside, it's supposed to be cold, but it's February. Global warming, whatever. Da 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 da. Boom, I said, you say, I thought you said, I thought you'd say. My girl, my girl, my girl, my girl, my girl. Talking about my girl, my girl. I got so much honey. The bees envy me, envious bees. But it's not just any regular honey. It's the raw honey, possibly Manuka honey, with all the vitamins. They stay freeze. The data butter bum, they stay freeze. Well, I bet you'd say, what can make me feel this way? My girl, my girl, my girl, my girl. I'm talking about my girl. She's my girl. Stay away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got so much money, ba-bum, ba-bum. I got so much cash, ba-ba-da-ba-ba-bum, ba-bum-bum. I got a medical card, I got a library card, I got a Metro card. It's unlimited monthly pass. You can come, I'll swipe you anytime. Well, 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 I bet you'd say, what can make me feel this way? My girl, my girl, my girl, my girl, my girl, my... Talking about my girl. She's my girl. Talking about my girl. I got sunshine on a cloudy day. Talking about my girl. I've even got the month of February. I'm talking about my girl, my girl, my girl, my girl. Talking about my girl, my girl, my girl. Talking about... Boom, 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 boom. Hey, welcome back to Thought Patterns. I am your host, Jason Trachtenberg. I'm very pleased to announce that we actually got two new sponsors to the show because, as those of you who are in commercial radio like we are here know, what is a show then without its sponsors? What is a show without its sponsors? It's just not. So let me... I read a couple of ads from our new sponsors. I just got this copy just now. Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg is very pleased to welcome the team of Sirhan's Saran Wrap. Sirhan's Saran Wrap, used by the finest ambassadors, hotels, and ballrooms, and in some of the finest hotel kitchens in Los Angeles. Sirhan's Saran Wrap does not leave any air bubbles. Or you know, those annoying, you know, dots, like polka dots that kind of come out of the Saran Wrap. It leaves nothing like that. Like Sirhan's Saran Wrap, keeping everything airtight under wraps, if you will, for over 50 years. Sirhan's Saran Wrap. Okay. And, oh, we have another new sponsor. Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg is very, very, very pleased to welcome our newest sponsor, which is Park & Sons Parking Lot and Parking Lot Services. Park & Sons Parking Lot and Parking Lot Services. We'll never forget where you parked your car ever again. You'll never forget that you never forgot where you parked your car. Park & Sons Parking Lot Services. Our service attendants don't ever know their own names, but that's what these employee name tags are for. Hello, my name is Park & Sons. Many locations to serve you. I just don't know where they are. Where was it? Park your car here. Give us your keys. What could possibly go wrong? Oh, I forgot. Park & Sons has been family-owned and has participated in family-owned parking, car parking and parking lot services for 13 generations. They've been parking cars. I think we might be descended from the Mayflower. Mayflower take you by surprise. Park & Sons, parking lot and parking lot services. Okay. Thanks to the guys down there. Oh, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I touched on this very briefly on the last show. I just need to refocus. I'll tell you what, if you see me on the street, to say, hey, J-Dog, right? I'll turn around. Like, hey, Jason. Hey, Jason. How's your, you know, are you focused? How's your focus? Because like, I just need a little push. I just need a little nudge. Because as I talked about on the previous show, and then the one before that as well, too, I'm about to make a major dietary announcement. I've created, and I'm about to, I don't say market, because how can you market a diet? How can you not market a diet? It's more like it. Anyway, I have a new diet, hopefully not a fad, but just a lifestyle change. And so I want to go into it very quickly here, and then we'll get on to some other stories on thought patterns here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And I'm your host, Jason Trachtenberg. Right now, the very big news is that I am prepared to launch through video, and I know I said this 2 weeks ago, or 2 months ago, through video and whatever audio goes along with the video, because generally it is both, a brand new diet that I don't want to use these, cliches, you know, sweep the nation and, you know, trendy diet and, you know, New York Times number one bestseller, et cetera, et cetera. I'll let that take care of itself because it's really, that's not the point of this. Okay? The point is for me to present this diet to you and then move on with the rest of my life. And if this is what I become known for, that I came up with this diet, that's fine because I used to think I'd be known for other things as well, too, such as my split pea soup recipe. So we'll see what happens when the future is told. Once again, this is Thought Patterns. I'm Jason Trachtenberg, your host. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to present to you the Kaleo diet. The Kaleo diet is to incorporate kale, be it the green curly kind or lacinato, which is also green but not curly, lacinato, as it's often pronounced incorrectly, and to follow the protocols of the Kaleo diet by incorporating kale into all three of your daily meals. That's the Kaleo diet. For example, add 2 to 3 huge leaves of kale to a morning smoothie. Blend it up so much so that you can't even taste the kale. Then, for lunch, a kale salad topped with, oh, I'll let you pick your own, but avocado, tomato. I like carrots. I'm a sucker for that. Okay, this part, I'm gonna speak out of turn here for a second. I know people talk about this, but I've never done it myself, but people talk about massaging the kale. Have you heard about this? They massage the kale? I'm serious. I know, massaging the kale. You give your kale a massage. It sounds kind of bougie, I know, but let me assure you, proletariats massage their kale just like you and me, the working class. But I don't do that because I am so for the people that I won't even give my massage a kale. No, I will not. Oh, did I mention that kale is one of the most economical, as in least expensive, vegetables on the planet? Vegetables, as in meaning anything you want it to be. Vegetables meaning everything. In other words, did I mention that kale is one of the most economical, as in least expensive, anythings on the planet? I'm not just going to put it up against other vegetables. That's so limiting. Anythings. It is the most economical, meaning least expensive, anythings on the planet is, of course, what we're talking about, which is kale. Usually $2 for a huge head, or maybe even $1.80. I'm not kidding you. 4th Street Food Co-op, 58 East 4th Street. Then, for dinner, as part of your vegetable stir fry, add in some chopped kale, sautéed very lightly for 3 minutes, and then the kale takes on a different taste and texture once it's heated up. Also, the nutrients in the kale become more absorbable and assimilate more readily into you and to me. The nutrients are assimilating into us through the kale, through the heated up kale. When heated up lightly, it releases other nutrients that don't come from when the kale is raw. Therefore, come dinner time, we're taking it to the next level because we've had breakfast and lunch. Now, once just take a step backwards, just to reinforce that once the kale is heated, the vegetable energy is released in ways that does not happen when it's not heated up. So I recommend raw kale for the first two meals, and then a heated up steamed kale for your third meal. Now, most people who are listening to this part of the show would think, oh, wait, okay, you know, that's interesting. We've had breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and we've successfully added kale easily into a very healthy regimen already. I guess that's the end of the day, right? No, it's not. Because I can safely say that everyone's favorite part is dessert. And so that's what I've saved the dessert for last. That's right. Chocolate, kale, ice cream. Chocolate, ice cream, kale. Actually, I think I like chocolate, kale, ice cream better. Let me turn up this button here. Hold on a second. Doodly doodly. How's this? Is this a little better? Yeah. I just turn up the button. Want to hear the nuances in my voice a little bit better. Because I'm about to get deeply personal with everyone. I'm going to even turn up a little bit more. Hold on one second. Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay. Because I really want to talk. If you're going to take away anything from the show today, please take away this recipe. If everyone could please get a pen and paper handy, you want to write this down. Chocolate kale ice cream, or chocolate ice cream kale. I think I'm preferential to chocolate kale ice cream, but that makes it sound like the flavor is chocolate kale, but it's chocolate ice cream kale chocolate ice cream kale chocolate ice cream. No, chocolate kale, chocolate ice cream kale. Okay, either way, here's what you do. You start off with 4 sectioned frozen bananas. In other words, 2 bananas broken up into 2 pieces each frozen. Maybe a couple hours earlier. You have your bananas frozen. Then 1, and I've always wanted to say this on the air, 1 heaping tablespoon of cacao or the Dutch cocoa powder, 100%. You can get it at any health food store. 1 heaping tablespoon of your cacao powder. A pinch of Himalayan pink sea salt. And then a half of a head of kale. As you need a liquid as a base, a liquid. I choose unsweetened plain organic soy milk, but any milk alternative it works fine. For those of you who haven't heard yet, who are on the health food scene, the latest is that milk is when it's going to be the non-dairy kind of milk, you know, such as your soy milk, almond milk, hemp milk, rice milk, is now going to be spelled M-Y-L-K. M-Y-L-K. Milk. As a way to discernibly differentiate it from milk, as it's commonly known. But let's get back to the chocolate kale ice cream. Then you blend in the kale. In full disclosure, I do have to come clean about something real quickly. One of the secrets to my success is that I do have a Vitamix. I was actually I've been turning up the wrong button that whole time. Oh gosh. I need 2 interns. Does anyone have 2 interns? I need 2 interns. 1 for me, and then 1 for the other intern. To really get things done. Okay, let's take a couple steps back here, because I've totally got the Kaleo diet has officially spun off the. No, that's fine. No, we are a professional radio show. Here's what I'm talking about. Once again, frozen bananas. Sorry. They used to have a laugh button on the control board, so when the host laughs at his own jokes, it's like they have a sneeze button, so when you sneeze, you push that button. But I was asking Tom Tenney, the Robert Pritchard, the heads of Radio for Brooklyn, if we get a laugh button. So in other words, when the host cracks him or herself up, you can push a button on the console, so the audience doesn't hear you laughing or like bumping the notebook into the mic or that kind of stuff. Real quickly, let's finish up the Kaleo diet, and then I can get on with the rest of my life here, okay? Because I've been doing the Kaleo diet all day, not just on this show, but like all day, as always, all day, every day. The Kaleo diet. It's not just me, but I do it every day. I know, it's my show. Frozen bananas, a half a head of kale, 1 tablespoon of raw cacao powder, or Dutch cocoa powder. A base, a liquid milk, M-Y-L-K, soy, almond, oat, coconut, people like that stuff. I don't know about that stuff. I think the coconut thing's a little trendy. I foresee it fading quick. Just saying. Coconut oil, yes, but coconut milk as milk, no. That's gonna fade. Soy milk will always be the standard. That's just the way it is. I think oat milk could be as well, too. It's just because it's so practical. But soy milk, because it's so healthy, And we're not going to solve that one today. I know people are like already like ready to call up. No, what did I hear? What did I hear? I'll tell you what you heard. And then you blend it up in a smoothie, in a Vitamix. I recommend you get a Vitamix. I know, easier said than done. If you don't have a Vitamix, send me an email. My email address is thependulumswings@yahoo.com. And if you're in the Bushwick area and you agree to, you know, the rules of that I set for my kitchen, which are pretty simple, just a couple I have to tell you about before you come into my kitchen. If you agree to those rules, you can come over and we can make a smoothie together in my Vitamix. All right? I'm just that kind of host. All right? People often ask, what kind of host are you? If you have a smoothie and you need to make it and you don't have a Vitamix, you don't have a proper blender, I'm very fortunate to have this blender. And it is a $500 blender. I didn't pay for it. My brother-in-law got it for me and my family. It's a $500 blender, but I can safely say that it's paid for itself in essence of, with all funds accounted for, over $30,000 worth of smoothies. Okay? Just knowing like what a smoothie costs, a green smoothie, you know, per 8 ounces, you know, adding some of the bonus stuff that I put in and things like that, easily $30,000 worth of smoothies for the $500 blender. And you can get it less expensive than $500 if you know how to shop online and things like that, which I don't. Okay. So that was the Kaleo diet. Okay, it looks like we're about the halfway point of the show now. That's pretty convenient. So we are Thought Patterns. We're here on Radio Free Brooklyn. We're here the first Sunday of every month. I really got in the habit of doing this. Hopefully they'll renew my show and I can be here again on the first Sunday of next month. I mean, or in season number 4 coming up. I go to all the meetings. I volunteer the benefits except for that one time that I got a little tired and had to go home. And, you know, yes, I'm technically insufficient. I know. You know, as far as the technical stuff goes, I get it. It's okay. But then they would say, no, Jason, it's not okay. It's not okay. Okay. It's not okay. Okay? Okay. Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg. We are moving on to a subject that I know is something that a lot of us pay a lot of attention to. And that's a subject that we cover a little bit here on Thought Patterns. A subject I think that is something that we can all relate to, depending on how close we are with each other. And that is, of course, human relationships. We've all got them. They define us. We define them. Relationships. They may just possibly be our highest form of understanding. Understanding life itself, that is. This is a piece about relationships, and it's based on the melody of Johann Sebastian Bach's 147th concerto, I believe in the key of C major. This song cycle poem is based on a series of observations that I made note of, not necessarily my own situation, and so I just want to make it very clear that this song is not about me, but about a series of real people, myself included, but entirely written from the point of view of one main narrator. It's a literary technique that eases the ease of listening a little bit better, that makes every story just a little more, I wrote interesting, but I think that's a weasel word. I'd say obtainable. It makes the story obtainable, and kind of, remember when we were talking about the vitamins? Assimilatable, how the vitamins get into your system. I think that having one main narrator, as opposed to having many narrators, is a way to assimilate the story into your situation. There are more angles anyway, but a couple different conversations that I may have overheard made their way into this. Friends tell each other things. People tell each other things. People send me stuff. I can't believe the stuff people send me. Oh, my God. Keep me out of it. And generally, you can apply their experiences to your own experiences. I mean, that's the thing. It's just, we're here to learn from each other, and there's a reason why people are in our lives, and we bring them in. We attract them, as has been talked about very, very recently. We attract it. We attract it. It's attractive to attract it. But you can take their experiences, and as you experience it through them, maybe they're your friend, and you offer. You know what the best thing is when you can offer a friend encouraging words. You know, it makes you feel so good, and you know how to. I'll get back to the kale for a second. How to massage your words, or even I know texting is a very common form of my communication and the way people right? Text me. It's like, so it's like, I just want to say the nicest things to my friends when they need. I hear what they're saying. And I don't even talk about like when they're down, you know, just in regular, just in general, you know? And I don't know what it is, but I always talk about how impersonal these technical machines are, these texters, these texting devices, the mobile phones, the cellular phones, the computers, you know, how they strip away our humanity. But they can't entirely, because I know that when I'm communicating with someone who I really appreciate communicating with, be it over a texting device, because that's the common way these days, is that I really do feel the energy coming through as well, too. I'd like to actually take 3 seconds, 5 seconds off right now to shut the curtain. If everyone could just think, count to seven, count to five or seven. I'll be right back. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. This is Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg. I'm back. They just installed a new black curtain here in the studio, I'm sure, and hosts who are listening right now know about the black curtain that I'm talking about. But it only functions when it's shut properly. I got to say, yeah. So I think they should put three curtains up. So let me set the stage again for we were talking about human connection, human relationships, and that's one of our main subjects besides recipes. That we talk about here on Thought Patterns is our connections with each other, mainly is told through my experience, because, you know, I am my own best life experiencer. No one is going to experience my life as experientially accurate as I will. Not even close. I'm not even like, you know, even if, for instance, you know, a major Hollywood actor tried to you know, do my role in you know, in some movie, and it was, even if it was written by the best scripters, It's still, that's not real. But what is real, it's like I was talking about before, before I shut the curtain, was that I could be texting a really good friend and I could just feel what I want to say, and they write back to me and I can feel it. So I know there's some sort of thing. It's in the words. Maybe it's in the EMFs that are floating around. Either way, I can really feel it. Or you know, sometimes it could be like your experience or your friend's experience, or maybe not even your experience at all. It could be like some other third party who is completely removed from the original situation. Anyway, that is more or less what this next piece is about. Once again, it's based on the melody of Johann Sebastian Bach's 147th concerto in the key of C major. This is the tale of two people who needed each other. They meet one another by accident, maybe on purpose. It's hard to explain what the circumstance was. What some would call it coincidence. Others would think about their situations, unstable relationships, and cordon off sensations. Reality hits, and you find yourself pregnant with child, of course. It's the child of God who's been sent from above. Save for the 3 minutes of love. But the funniest parts were the formal exchanges. I'll call you on Saturday. Maybe the phone rings. I need a companion who understands everything. Now I'm a liar. I'm fronting for somebody's father, an infant who's deemed irresponsible. Maybe it's possible. Perhaps the baby was born with a reason, a mission, a function to satisfy someone. The mother completely and ever so neatly, and to Rick's be they treatly, and all those children's parties. The child has grown and is now an adult with adult responsibilities, jobs, unemployment, economy crashes like waves backwards lashes. The money is real, but in life hard to quantify. Splitting it even makes everything easy when selling on Etsy. I'm trying to simplify. Forces compel us to mock indiscriminately. Sheer interaction becomes a distraction from real life, which means more than computer screens. All these gadgets and gizmos we stare at for hours and hours, enforcing beliefs that we already knew How much time do you do? How much time as for me and my marriage? It's tricky, but busy and filled with domestic bliss. Animals, chores, my art aligns with yours. My art aligns with yours. What the difference is between fact and reality. Serious malady. Heartache and backache become interchangeable. Maybe exchangeable. Health and nutrition became my religion through natural living and constant caregiving for those who may need what I give. I'm receiving. The moral, of course, is to never veer off it and keep yourself clean from the destructive forces that penetrate progress and veer you off courses. It's the legend's been told, be it too many times, that the knock on conformity may be enormity, may be some normalcy, may be some reason, some rhyme, when it's me and my interests that come at the forefront of every discussion without repercussion, without interruption, I ask of this question, who is this lawyer? Who's down in the foyer? He's suffered impunity, granted immunity, all for a lease that is signed in perpetuity. Where is my neighbor? She's gone into labor. Another new baby, I think it's a Christian, gave birth in the kitchen. I thank you for listening in. Slot Patterns. I'm your host, Jason Trachtenberg, here on Radio Free Brooklyn. We're here the first Sunday of every month. At this point of the show, I'd like to do a continuation of what we started last month, which was our radio drama on the air, a medical musical called Dr. Glassheart. It's a medical musical. It's about a doctor. It's about a nurse. Covers a lot of kind of modern, political, humorous subjects. But you know what? It's really all about the music. That's what it really is. It actually really is all about the music. But I'm going to do a Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg special presentation right here. This is a entertainment first. This is a world premiere, as in there is only one world, and this is the first time that this will be heard in any capacity, for the most part, in any situation. And so what I'm going to do is we are going to tell the whole entire story of Dr. Glassheart, his whole struggles with himself and with his payola and with his being on the take and all. We'll cover everything and the corruption and the you know, hunting rare birds to make feather dusters. I mean, this guy gets into a pickle in every single scene. He gets into a pickle, this doctor does. But before we continue on with the tale that we started last week, I'm going to do a Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg special presentation. And that is, we're going to do the brand new, for those of you who've seen the show before, we're about to present a brand new, never heard before scene that is going to make its premiere on the October 26th show. And I'm going to do it right now as a way of just, you know, just kind of letting everyone know what time it is. So let's begin. This is Dr. Glassheart, Act 1, Scene 4.5. Dr. Glassheart's new secretary is at her desk. Rana Marchero Gonzalez. She's organizing papers, pens. She seems to be pushing paper. It's the doctor's office. The doctor has hired a new receptionist. I'm not sure if there was an old receptionist, and none of us are really sure even if Rana Marchero Gonzalez is the new receptionist at all, or actually the new secretary at all. You see, in this medical office, there really was nothing left for Rana Marchero Gonzalez to do except maybe organize the desk and make sure that the medical garbage bag isn't in danger of caving into the trash can, an office code 7, if you will. Not to mention, but I must, as you surely know by now, Nadine, the nurse, does everything in this medical office, this medical establishment, in this medical office. Nadine does everything, so much so that neither Rana Marchero Gonzalez, the new secretary receptionist, and the doctor, Dr. Hartglass, don't really need to do too much at all around the office because Nadine does everything. But occasionally, the doctor and Rana Marchedro Gonzalez lock eyes as the narrator reads on. But once in a while, the phone may ring. Dr. Glasshart's texter goes off. Bzzz. Dr. Glasshart.
It's my texter. It looks like Rico is going to be here in 2 minutes for his session today, which begins in 2 minutes. Rana Marchedro Gonzalez, if you could just so in your care freely and like a butterfly, just jot down a little note into my book, and just let me know, and just so we know that Rico is going to be arriving in 2 minutes for his appointment that starts in 2 minutes. Rana, you are here to help.
Nadine, the nurse, dejectedly stares at the doctor. The doctor continues.
Like the free butterfly you are, the free spirit, just please jot down that appointment into my book about Rico.
Rana. Hey, nurse. We got some scheduling issues. Rico's going to be getting here in 2 minutes for his appointment that starts in 2 minutes. Nadine.
I think you mean one minute, Rana.
Rana.
Download the Rico app today so we can keep an eye or two on Rico's whereabouts to, ensure that he isn't missing any of his visits. Download the Rico app to your personal device. Just download it to your device.
Nadine the nurse.
Yeah, sure thing. The Rico app. Yeah, my flip phone comes complete with that. It came right out of the box, the cereal box. Yeah, anyway, yeah, Rana, I already have the Rico app on my phone. Yeah, let's see. Wait, here he is now. Hey, wait, he's going to be here in 1 minute. Wait, what's 1 minute with a metric conversion for 2 minutes?
And so ends Act 1, Scene 4.5. Okay, so let's go back in time now. We're still in the doctor's office. Let me quickly get everyone up to snuff, up to speed with what we have so far. We've met the doctor. He's on the take. He's questioning everything. He's lost complete sense of who he is. The nurse, Nadine, right? She's got the hots for the doctor, and actually they actually had a bit of an affair. There was a sex scene. It was actually Act 1, Scene 1 was the sex scene. It was 3 minutes long. It was including the song. It was really quick. So the doctor and the nurse had sex, and then in Act, the aforementioned Rico is going to be 2 minutes late. We talked about him in that most recent scene. We meet him as well too. And so we're going to do real quickly here why this is all going to make sense if you're having any trouble following this story, because people, when I try and tell them the story, they often say, I didn't get it. It was abstract. I say, it is so not abstract. I go to theater in New York. I know what abstract theater is. This is not abstract. This is a common sense story. We practically spell it out for you. There's a couple scenes that I do spell it out. Jeez. That's the part that gets me. I go to see so many shows and I really have no idea what's going on. But that's the point. Huh? To not know what's going on. We made it that way. That's fine. We didn't make it that way, is the thing. So I just want to make everything perfectly clear. So let me let you know why what you're about to hear will hopefully make sense to you. Okay. Dr. Glasshart's entire back history will be told in the prequel, which is actually the sequel, making this presentation of Dr. Glasshart actually part two. All this is the first time that I've actually read this story on the radio. Part one will come out next year. Part six will actually be part three, and that came out 2 years ago. So the backstory, which is also the front story, is very good to know, and that's that Dr. Glasshart, medical doctor, served his medical internship on a ship. It was one of those luxury liners in the sea. He also worked as a waiter in one of the many fine dining establishments aboard the ship. This was in order to stabilize his medical bills, or his medical school bills. As an aside, and this will be relevant in the prequel sequel later on, I also must mention that Dr. Hartglass's medical internship was served aboard the ship under the auspices of the ship's chief medical doctor and ordained minister, the Right Reverend Captain Dr. L. Hell Lionheart Jr., medical doctor, who has a long and storied history and who has long since passed. As an aside, our fourth, Dr. Lionheart will not be mentioned again tonight. As in another aside, to this day, Dr. Glasshart still has frequent flashbacks to the days of his when he was working in the kitchen, on the ship's restaurant. Actually, they had three restaurants and four grand concourses on the ship. He still has flashbacks. So those flashbacks were addressed in earlier parts, so I'm going to go move right on to Act 1, Scene 3. Act 1, Scene 3. We're going to leave the medical office, and we're going to go outside to a magical, enchanted garden, a children's magical garden. There's trees. There's plants. It's still New York City or whatever city you want to be in, and there's a garden in the city within the confines of these blocks. They're there. They're out there. A lot of neighborhoods have them. They're the gardens, and they sometimes grow plants and sometimes grow some vegetables and sometimes grow flowers, or sometimes there's horticulture workshops or microgreen sproutings, like all this really fun stuff. And the people who are involved in them, who are involved in running them, they're of the earth. What can I say? They're of the earth. What can I say? They're of the earth. What can I say? So that's where we are right now. We're in a magical children's garden, but with city streets surrounding it, you can probably still maybe hear a little bit of the cars going by. You know, once in a while, people on their horns. Jesus, like, why don't they? Citizens for a horn-free New York. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Honking horns, not like, you know, other kinds of horns. devils and unicorns are fine. Just no car horns. Okay, billy goats, no problem. Just no cars. Rhinoceroses, no probs. You got welcome aboard, rhinoceroses. Cars, no horns. Okay. Real quickly here, also let me make this announcement too. Before we start Act 1, Scene 3. In the magical garden, I have an idea that I'm going to actually go into further in detail in the next episode of Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And the idea is that there will be a societal consensus in that when this goes out mostly to our New York listeners, although it actually would apply for anyone who rides public transportation of a train or subway, railed car thing where there's cars attached to each other, that Here's my proposal, and this cannot be voted into law because it's too complicated for that to happen. But it would be voted into societal fiat, if I'm saying that correctly. This would be accepted by society by fiat. It would just be understood that this is the way humanity conducts themselves. No train reference, pun intended. They conduct themselves. Okay. Here's what's going on. When riding public transportation, we are reserving the second car from the front and the second car from the back as a cellular phone and laptop and headphone-free zone. In other words, if you're in the second car from the front or the second car from the back in any mass transit subway or rail line, that it is understood that you will not be looking at a cell phone, listening to a headphone device, texting, on a laptop doing anything. Nope. Writing in an actual notebook with a pen and paper is fine. Reading a book is fine. Reading one of those iKindle things is not acceptable. Okay? Snacking on these cars is acceptable within reasons, just as long as it's a vegan snack and that you share with a person on either side of you if they give you like a left nod, a half wink of the left eye and a little bit of a nod head to the left. I know that's easy for me because I'm left-handed, so maybe it'll be easier for you if you're right-handed. So how about whichever way it is, whichever way you're comfortable with, because I don't want anyone to have a neck problem as a result of doing this. A half a wink with your right eye and a nod to the right of your head or left, if that's more comfortable for you, to someone who make eye contact with you. And that means that you have to share, that means that you, who got winked at, have to share your snacks with the person who asked them. Why? Because they asked you for them and they want some. Okay? And this is good for you because you don't have to like bother asking them if they want any. Because like, do you want some? Do you want some? So it's like, then who knows what's going on? Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Maybe they're like, this way, let them ask you and then you share. Okay? This is, of course, done only on the second car from the front and the second car from the back on the subway system, where we'll also have a laptop-free zone, no headphones, reasonable snacks, no amplified devices. I guess just because it is New York and I do have to be somewhat, we're all in it together. Should there be the usual sort of, if anyone's doing soliciting kids with the candy or if any, people looking for spare change and all that, that's allowed. That's fine. Because you know, it's not their problem that we're like all doing like a cellular zone free car where we're connecting with each other as human beings. You know, it's not their problem. You know, the people who are coming on the subway, you know, that we're actually reducing by several hundred thousand the amount of electric EMFs, electromagnetic frequencies that are going on, bouncing off the walls of our subway car, like ricocheting, bounce, bounce, bounce. Each one of these cellular devices that's turned on when you're in the confines of the car. Now, of course, they have Wi-Fi underground, and then even if your phone doesn't have Wi-Fi, it's still busily actively searching for the signal, therefore giving off the frequency or trying to receive the frequency. So in a full subway car with people with these, everyone's got them on. People have them in their pockets. People have them, you know, in their bags, in their bras, in their. I saw some crazy stuff this summer you wouldn't believe with people on their cell phones. Literally, and not literally, in actuality, hundreds of thousands of radio frequency signals are bouncing off the walls every which way in these cars. This will be eliminated in the second car from the front and second car to the back by Fiat. It'll be understood. I foresee this taking, maybe a week or two to be understood. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if the second car from the front and the second car from the back are so crowded that, you know, it'll just turn into this whole, you know, energetic non-movement, non-commute. it's not a dating scene, okay? I'm just letting everyone know this. The second car from the front and the second car from the back is not some sort of dating scene. So, like, guys, like, don't think you're gonna, you know, meet like some sort of girl who like reads books or whatever. You know, do that in your own time. I'm just trying to create a healthy commute for myself and all of New York. Okay, that's all I'm trying to do. Okay, that's all I'm trying to do. I think we have time for just enough time for Act One, Scene Three of Dr. Glassheart. We're in the magical garden. The band is playing a song. It sounds like a certain kind of magic. It goes, ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. It's a setting. It's a park. There's park benches. We're in a magical garden. Sunrise shifts to day. The night shifts to day, and that's the sunset. No, it's the sunrise. Wait, now it's the sun shift to day. Rico is on the bench. Rico is, of course, from Puerto Rico. He's a semi-homeless Vietnam and Gulf War vet. He was just one day old enough to serve in Vietnam, and just one day young enough to serve in the Gulf War. There's only five such Americans who were of that exact same age range who did serve in both. They were one day old enough to serve in Vietnam and one day young enough to serve in the first Gulf War. And Rico from Puerto Rico was one of those ones, even though he's actually not even an American citizen. Jeez. So nonetheless, after two tours of duty, Rico is now spending most of his time in the Children's Magical Garden. And he's, sure enough, as usual, sitting on the bench, and he is snoring. He's coughing. He's sneezing. Oh! Ah! Achoo! He's yawning. Oh! A big yawn into a stretch. Oh, he stretches. Oh, he starts to wake up. There's the sounds of birds chirping. I don't make the best bird noise, but I'm sure some of you can tweet. You think I'd make a better bird noise with this tweet? Rico. Look at those beautiful birds. Hey, come here, bird. Come here, bird. All of a sudden, the construction site that's behind Rico receives a bit of a loud boom. I encourage everyone to cover your ears for a second. It's going to be loud. Boom! Whoa! Rico jumps up from the bench and goes into combat formation. Rico. About face! I said, sir, get on the ground and give me 20. Man down! Rico starts fading and he nods back to sleep on the bench. He starts snoring. He's a snore. He's snoring. Then all of a sudden, another loud boom from the construction site. Boom! Whoa! Rico jumps up. Mutiny on the bounty! All hands on deck! Onward, Christian soldiers! Old Blue Eye was a red! Roger, over and out, sir! Sir, yes, sir! Over and out! Rico nods back to sleep again. He snores, etc. Boom! Rico. Drones, GMOs, Obamacare, who's got the coverage? Take cover! The Taliban, Afghanistan, Saddam, Iran, Vietnam, the Koran, Kuwait, wait! Up rolls the police officer. Up he rolls. Enter the police officer. Holy roller, it's the Ayatollah! Rico's still in flashback mode. There's a lot of flashbacks in this play.
Where's the shop? I ran. Menachem banging for some gold in my ear. Gold in my ear. Rico's mumbling to himself. Gold in my ear. Gold in my ear. Rico's in deep flashback mode, rocking back and forth on the bench, talking out loud. The policeman saunters up to Rico, interrupting his rant. Flashback. Policeman.
Excuse me, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Policeman taps Rico on the leg with his billy club.
You gotta move along. This park's closed. Or we're making room. Tearing this way. We're tearing this park down. We're making way for
boom.
Affordable housing. Condos, you know.
Rico, waking up out of flashback mode.
All right, officer. Officer, wait. What did you say?
I said you gotta move on, sir. And we're tearing down the park to make way for affordable housing, you know, condos. Rooftop deck with a rooftop pool.
Rico.
Well, no one's going to tear down my garden. Not without a battle. Not without a fight. Not without a stand. Save this magical garden now. Save this magical garden now.
Ba-bum. Save this garden. Save this magical garden. Save this garden. Save this magical garden, where the magic can be found. Oh, and there's magic all around. I know you're out there. Are you out there? Come on. Tell me you're out there. Save this garden. Here's my magical garden. Save this garden. This most magnificent, most significant. Where there's magic in the air, bum, 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 bum. There's magic everywhere. Ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-dum. Ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-dum. Ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-dum. Growing up in the city, New York's a tough town. And we need magic gardens all around. Bum, 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 bum. Nature's hard to find in these most industrial, post-industrial times. Take a stand, times for the change. Ba, 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 bum. Take a risk for a gain. Way, oh, oh, save this garden, save this magical garden from the powerful elite. Bow, oh, hey, hey. Plant some flowers in the street. I know you're with me. Are you with me? Come on. Show me you're with me. It's our garden. Here's my magical garden. Save this garden. This most magnificent, most significant. Save this garden. Save this magical garden now. Ba-ba-bum, ba-ba-bum, bum-bum-bum.
Ba-dum. And so ends Act 1, Scene 3 of Dr. Glassheart. Once again, if you want to see the entire story, the entire story of Dr. Glassheart will be at Footlight, which is at 465 Seneca in Ridgewood on Wednesday, October 26th at 8 p.m. And also do come see my band, the Pendulum Swings Big Band Orchestra. And we are going to be doing a benefit for Jill Stein for president, running for president. And that is going to be this Friday at the Paper Box Club in Brooklyn. Once again, this is Thought Patterns with Jason Trachtenberg. It's always somewhat expected, but then there's always somewhat not expected at the same time. The one thing that I've learned to expect is that it is going to be completely unexpected. We're down to our last minute of the show. I'd like to thank everyone for listening in here. The next show up on the air is Why Do We Only Listen to Dead People? With Carol Gimbel. It's my wife's favorite show on Radio Free Brooklyn, and it's definitely part of my first Sunday of every month. Hearing that show, and then sometimes I listen to her show on the other Sundays as well too. I think this Sunday is my radio internet day, especially Sunday at 4 p.m. It just works out that way. So once again, this is Thought Patterns. I've been your host, Jason Trachtenberg. We're here the first Sunday of every month. Look for us on the archives coming up very soon. Lisa Levy is supposed to help me get this up on the archives, and I'm technically deficient. Once again, thanks to Tom Tenney and Robert Pritchard. This is Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm Jason Trachtenberg. Thought Patterns. See you next time.